I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by YouTuber, gamer, and musician. It's Talia Moore, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Talia.
I never know on a podcast because there's not an audience. So I'm like, you wait for like a yay.
It is just us. I like to think I bring enough enthusiasm for a studio audience.
Yeah, I love it.
I do like it sometimes when my guests are so confused, they just like clap along with themselves. I think that's really cute.
I can't applaud myself, like, yes, oh my God, I'm so good.
Mate, if I had all of those wicked roles and accolades after my name, I'd be like, what? Very, very modest, right? I can't help but notice that we have very different aesthetics. So
yeah.
I'm obviously really embracing my middle-aged suburban lifestyle here with my background. I'm so old all of a sudden.
I love that.
Yeah, I turned 36 like 2 weeks ago, mate, and I don't know if you've noticed, a bit fixated on age. I think it's just really at the forefront of my brain. It's not cute. I don't know what's happening.
Age genuinely means nothing anymore, though. It actually doesn't. Everyone looks the bloody same.
Yeah, but that's also spoken like somebody in their 20s. Like, wait till you get in mind. You'll be like, fuck's sake. I do know what you mean, though. Sometimes I go on Instagram and I'm like, I swear you're my age. You look like me daughter. Maybe I just need to go and see me Botox lady and stop whinging.
That's me right now. I'm like, oh, can't wait for forehead.
And honestly, and it's the run-up to Christmas and I'm like, oh God, I really want to look like a fetus, but I just feel like she's going to be busy. Yeah. Anyway, mate, where are you? Because it looks really cool and fancy. If you told me you were on a spaceship, I'd believe you.
I am. No, I'm actually, I'm in a studio in Sweden.
This is very fancy.
I know. Live from the studio.
Live from Sweden. How very Eurovision. I'm literally just fucking live from my living room in Waltham Abbey. So different lifestyles, mate. So
maybe it's cozy and it's warm.
Is Sweden cold this time of year? Are you freezing outside?
Bro, it's thick snow outside.
Yeah, I thought it might be because people ski in Sweden, don't they?
Yeah, somewhere. Not here. I'm in Stockholm, so.
Nice. So if you're in the studio, you're obviously making new music.
Yeah, I am. Whole week.
Right, okay then. Because obviously I mentioned at the start, musician, gamer, YouTuber, fingers in lots of pies, go you. It's so incredible to be diverse and to explore all your different interests and stuff. But out of the three, what's your main passion?
Oh, 100% music.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, like, I studied music. I grew up doing music. So that's my number one.
And you launched your career officially in, like, 2016.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There was a secret, like, single that came out when I was, like, 13 that I've tried to desperately wipe from the internet because it's so mortifying.
Talia,
2016 for the books.
I need to know more about this secret single. So you were 13. Bubblegum Pop?
No. So it was, just to bring the tone down a bit, it was about my granddad dying. And so it was really sad, I know. And as a 13-year-old, like, that's just not the kind of music that you want to be putting out or listening to. Yeah. I was also ill when I recorded it, so I've got, like, a stuffy nose. Like, it was just not it. It was an emotional moment.
Hang on. Were you going through your emo phase?
Do you know what? I never really went for an emo phase. Like, okay. I was still like, I looked like a bubblegum pop, like pink, my little cute chunky trainers, but they're singing, like, I'm missing you. Like, oh my God, it was just not. Yeah, it was so, like, oh, it was so bad.
Talia, stop. You know, as soon as I get off this podcast, I am going straight to find try and that. Find it. I can't believe that. Honestly, mate, bless you. Talk Ooh. About, oh, mate. But then, how, right, so you obviously, you didn't grow up listening to music like that. What kind of artists and what kind of music really influenced your sound?
I mean, I grew up listening to like hip hop and R&B, like a lot of Destiny's Child, 50 Cent, Ludacris, like the kind of like late 90s, early 2000s, which definitely like I've really, like a lot of the stuff I'm recording now and I'm making is so, like it sounds like it's out of the 2000s, which is exactly what I want because I miss that music so much.
I do as well, to be fair, mate. I work
it's the best.
I work at Heart Radio, like I do their drive time. And luckily for me, we get a lot of those, like, you know, the Destiny's Child, yeah. Like the boy band stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it's my cup of tea. I never really knew how to describe my taste in music when people asked. And now I've realized, I'm like, oh no, I just like Heart.
Yeah,
so all that sort of boy bandy stuff, that the pop, the a bit of R&B, like it's definitely me. So no, I'm really excited about that, mate. It must feel brilliant to be able to actually make music that you're super passionate about and that you like listening to.
Yeah, definitely. I think like, I mean, I just wouldn't do it. I'd rather not do it than do music that I'm like, I just don't like this, because there's no point doing a job that you're meant to love and turning it into something you hate. Like that makes no sense.
No, it isn't. And like, you used to hear all of those like horror stories, didn't you, in the past? I don't know if it's still a thing, but labels make and bands make music that didn't set their heart on, like didn't set their soul on fire and didn't make their heart sing and stuff, and them hating it and leaving the band. But it feels like the music industry in general, I could just be being a bit naive, but it feels like it's a lot more of a sort of positive, safer place these days.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely 10 times better. I mean, there's still a way to go. And some people are definitely in that situation where they're sort of like, they're not happy with what they're making. But I think as a general rule, especially with social media, because if they don't like it, like I did it with my first single, my label were like, not really sure. So I just started posting it. I was like, guys, I'm like, there's this song I have. So, and like, they kind of didn't really have a choice. So
yeah. I feel like, yeah, artists do. They have a following, a platform. They do. They have a bit of control now, which is really nice. Just the other day, I think it was Becky Hill. She's like, I've got two songs, guys. Like, the label love one and I love another, and we don't know which one to release. So help us decide it. And she did a poll and she actually came out and she went, right, 70% of you like the one we label. Like, so I'm going to continue to let them do their job. Yeah, it was so funny. And I I really love the one I label liked as well. So I think social media is good in that sense. It must make you feel like you have some control and power over where your career is going.
Yeah, it does. It also gives you, like, exactly with the Becky situation, like, it gives you perspective. Like, sometimes other people do know better than you. Like, they've got different experience and you're sat there like, I love this song, let me release it. And then you release it and everyone's like, yeah, this wasn't, why did you release this? And you're this like, oh, damn it, I should have listened to them. Like, it does happen.
Bless you. So getting into music, it's like obviously quite difficult. How did you study music, or was that how you got into it?
Well, like, I've always sang and like played instruments since I was little, but I studied music. I went to the Brit School.
You did? Congratulations. Yeah. That's amazing, mate.
Thanks. It was great. I loved it.
Was it like fame?
Do you know what? Like, I hate saying yes because I don't like you. There's a lot of work that you do there, but like at breaks and in lunch, it is a bit like, because people are rehearsing in the hallways. It's not that people are like singing their, like, you know, food orders. It's just that they're practicing their 3-part harmony in the stairwell because there's good acoustics and things like that. But like, there are people dancing in the halls and like singing in the corridors and whatnot because they're just practicing.
So yeah, so basically, it's fair.
Yeah, it is a bit. It's exactly the same.
No, but then if somebody's really passionate about it, though, that must have been a brilliant environment for you to grow.
Oh my God, it's literally the best. Like, I remember I got home, like, you know how everyone has that thing where like your alarm goes off in the morning and it gives you that like nostalgic dread Mine does the opposite. Like if I use the sound from when I went to Brit, it makes me like want to get up in the day because I'm like, oh my God, because I just used to like be so excited to go to school because it was just the best.
Oh, that's really nice. I actually have no memories of an alarm from uni because I just put them, didn't set one for 3 years.
Gosh, go when I go.
Yeah, you'll get me when you get me. And it'll be like an eclipse. It'll be a really special event when I do, in fact, turn up. I had a Thursday morning lecture. I think it was like movement or something. It was more of a performance based. And honestly, I think I went to something like 3. Because Wednesday night was like student night and it was the big one. All the sports teams had just played and stuff. So yeah, Thursday night I very rarely made. So I couldn't tell you what my alarm sounded like at uni at all. How did you then go from the Brit school then to actually being discovered, creating music, to people hearing your stuff? Did you go the YouTube route or was there like a moment a record label found you like in the films?
It was a bit of both. Like, so I started recording and producing myself in 2016. So all the songs from like 2016 to like 2018, I recorded, produced, wrote alone in my room because I had this vision of like, if I make them, then like no one can change my sound because it's too late. Like,
she's a control freak. I love it.
I'm a control freak. Can you tell? So I started posting, but on the side, I was doing like, I had a makeup picture go viral.
Right.
And so like, I had a bit of like an audience who wanted makeup tutorials. So I was like, well, I'm releasing music. I might as well sort of do this and see if I can like merge the two. And then YouTube kind of just like took off in a way that I wasn't expecting. Meanwhile, still releasing music all the time on the side. My makeup channel was called Tali Ma Music. Like the vision was there.
Yeah. And then, the intent.
Yeah, I had the plan. And then one of my songs like randomly just peaked in the charts like midweek. It was like, I don't remember.
Which one was this?
Jack.
Right, okay. And so And it just randomly popped up. You weren't even expecting it. God, that must have been a nice
surprise. I didn't know until like this year.
No.
Because it was like a midweek chart. Okay. Like by the time Friday rolled around, it was out of the charts because I was like.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I had no label. I had no management. Like, it was literally, well, no, I had management, but it was just like, a YouTube thing. And so my label saw it and was like, what is this song? Like, who is this? It's just randomly in the midweek charts. And they contacted me and it turned out they'd actually met me when I was 17. It was the same people at Brit. And they were like, oh shit. Like, oh, can I swear? I can, right?
Yes, my podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say it's, I expect so.
Whatever you want, girl.
Love it. They were like, oh shit, like it's you. And so we kind of already had a slight rapport from like years ago. And then they kind of just went from there. I met a few other labels, but they were the sort of the one that like they'd been there from the beginning and like there was just something I liked about them.
Amazing, mate. So then I suppose did you just continue running the YouTube with your music but bits of makeup as well? And then the gaming too, like, honestly, mate, I'm going to admit my ignorance right now because there's no point in pretending that I've got a fucking clue what I'm talking about.
Like, YouTube scares me a little bit, Taya. Like, I've never got into it. Like, I've never had a YouTube channel. I don't know. I think I was probably a little bit too old, and I'm a bit of a technophobe as well. So imagine I'm an alien, a really old alien, and I've come down and you need to explain YouTube to me. Go.
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, YouTube is basically just a platform where you can upload whatever you want. Obviously within, like, you don't want me doing anything like, you know, horrible, but
so weird.
Yeah, it's like, it's no different to TV. It's just that you have control. Like, where there might be a script for a show, or like, you know, an editor will cut something out that you really wanted to say, like, you are in control of that. So, and like, there is a niche for everything. Like, you can watch anything on YouTube. There is a platform, there is an audience for whatever you want. If you can think it, people are doing it on YouTube.
Well, that's it. So my sister, who's obviously younger than me and far cooler, she's like, oh, watches this bird do her makeup. And then as she's doing the makeup, she tells you a true crime story as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, Laura's like, oh, it's amazing, Vic, you should watch it. And I'm like, so you just watch this girl do her makeup? And then she tells you about and Laura's like, yeah, it's so good. And I'm like, wow, this is mad. And then also now, haven't you got all these like 7-year-old kids unboxing presents and getting paid like millions for it too?
Oh yeah. Like, one of the most, the highest paid like YouTubers is a 10-year-old who literally just opens toys. Yeah.
So obviously me like and billions Irk. Of you. Right. Me and Irk are obviously... that's me, fella. We're getting married next year, and I feel like I froze me eggs as well.
Congrats.
So, thanks, babe. Froze me eggs, and also we're gonna be having kids like soonish. So I'm thinking we just fucking lash them on YouTube ASAP and get them unboxing presents. Is that just how it works?
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Basically,
why isn't everybody doing this then?
I know, it is crazy. Yeah, there's one, and like their parents just like, he basically just opens toys. He's done it since he, like, before he could speak. Like, he would just open them, and like, kids just love to watch it. Like, it's for children.
Yeah, of course.
Because I guess it's the same as like how I watch someone do their makeup while I do my makeup.
Yeah.
A kid's like, oh, I'm playing with a toy. Oh my God, he's playing with a toy too. Like, this is so cool. I don't know.
It's mad, isn't it, mate? Okay, so I'm getting a better understanding of what YouTube is. But your YouTube has, like, really evolved, hasn't it, Talia? So initially, like you said, it was for your music, but your makeup went viral. And then it's moved into the gaming space.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now it's tough question time, right? I'm going to answer this. Did you get into the gaming because you're like, I'm a seriously fit bird and all of these gaming geeks are just going to absolutely love to watch me play with this little controller? Or are you actually like, fucking, yeah, die. I don't know, zombie die.
The second one. I wish it was more sort of like, oh, I'm just going to be pretty and play. Yeah. No, there are videos of me where I'm like, six human. Shots of like vodka down, playing like Call of Duty on New Year's, screaming bloody murder, where I'm like, oh my God, I am horrible when I play games. Like, people, I genuinely think people don't watch me because they think I'm cute. They watch me because they think I'm a psychopath.
Welcome to the first 10 years of my career. So, oh my God, I'm fascinated by this, Talia. It's amazing. So, but there are girl gamers who, like, because I see them, they pop up on my Instagram and they're like, follow me on Twitch, and like, they're just sitting there in a bikini with like fucking controller between their legs, and I'm like,
they're not gaming.
Yeah, you don't love gaming. You are just trying to explore another avenue.
They know what they're doing, and like, let's fucking go. Do you know what? I wish I had it in me, because they are killing it. Like, they're making bank, they're loving life, like making bank. I just can't, like,
so right,
okay. Not cute enough in that sense. Like, I can't sit there and be like, oh, hello, like, I break. I can't do it.
No, honestly, even when I've got the best of intentions, and it's not even necessarily when I want to look cute, like, I think that ship has definitely sailed, but it's like when I want to look like professional, and I'll be on This Morning or something, or I'll be on like GMB, and I'll be sitting there and like, I'll be all right for a second, and then I'll laugh, and all of a sudden, like, this is the face that everybody says. It's like,
Yeah,
I can't do it for long, mate. Like, I'll say something that makes us sound like a football hooligan, or I'll pose and I'll sit like a croissant. Like, I'm just not. I do, my posture is terrible. I'm just not the, I'm not the cutesy professional type, so I couldn't do it. I think I'd have to, if I was going to try and do this, like, I would definitely be more, like, more your particular brand of gamer. Yeah. Like, fucking come on!
Start. Yeah, you start and you, like, you're wearing a full face of makeup and you're like, oh, I've done my hair. Hey, guys, watch me. And then you get to the point where you're like, it's 5 a.m. You've been playing Call of Duty for 10 hours. Like, everything's gone out the window. You've got no makeup left. You're hood up. Like, it's just not.
Honestly, mate, this is so mad to me because it's a totally different world. Like, so people will sit for that 10 hours just watching you play the entire. And are they encouraging you? Are they like, go on, girl, you've got this? Or are they literally, are they literally just being like, she is, do you think is it girls watching you trying to learn? Is it lads watching everything. You because they're fit? I don't know. I'm so confused still.
It's a mix of everything. There's definitely some that are there just because you're a girl and they want to see a girl. Wow. Oh my God, a girl's playing games. Whoa, so exciting. Some are there because they hate the fact of girls playing games and they're like, you're cheating, you're this, you're shit, they just fucking hate that a woman's playing a game and they're better, like, oh my God, better than you.
Incels. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary.
Everywhere. You've got some girls that play games. It's literally just the audience is really mixed. It is definitely more male dominated because, like, gaming in general, just like, it's more of a male dominated industry, so like, it naturally skews that way. But yeah, the audience is wildly different.
Honestly, mate, it's so fascinating to me because obviously it's just really alien. But right, so do you play different types of games and people watch?
Yes, well, I mean, my main games are like shooters. Like, I play pew pews.
So I'm like imagining John Wayne, but I'm assuming it's more like sniper.
Well, I mean, I'm like it because I'm on a keyboard and mouse, but like, but my character in all this, yeah.
Is your character a girl as well? So she'll look like you, or can you not choose that?
No, the games I play, you don't customize the characters, they're just like set people.
And when the people are watching you, can they write stuff?
Yeah. There's like a whole comment, like a live comment section if you do it live.
Okay.
So it's like conversation. Like, sometimes they'll talk about stuff that's not gaming. They'll be like, oh, what have you been doing this week? And I'll chat playing.
That's it. I'm not being funny, mate, but I absolutely could not focus on doing two things at once like that. If I was killing zombies, I'd have to be killing zombies. I couldn't just be like, oh, yeah, it's a smoky eye. I got it from Mars. Like, that's...
Thing is, I say that. Do I do that? No, I meant to, but...
I bet you do a better job than I could. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. It's mostly just screaming. Like, I'm quite loud. I've broken so many, like, mice.
Because you're so into it.
Like, I slam my like, mice down, like, a lot. My mouse. So, yeah, I've thrown one across the room before. I've thrown my dinner across the room before on stream. Oh.
You're passionate, but that's what people most like to say. You're obviously really into it.
Yeah, I do get into it. Okay, that's not good.
No, I think it sounds great, mate. Fucking for you. But right, one last question, and it is a bit of a cheeky one in this vein, and I swear I'll talk about other things. How do you monetize your YouTube then? Because if you're putting in all this work, surely it must have. So do people subscribe? Is that how it works?
So on YouTube, you don't get paid for a subscriber.
Oh, okay,
you get paid for, like, you don't get paid per view because it's different every time, but, like, basically advertisers pay YouTube, not you, to put their adverts on your video, and then you get a cut from YouTube depending on how long people watch your video, depending on how many views the video's got. Like, one video with the same amount of views could make someone £100 and it could make someone else £5,000. Like, it's crazy, the difference.
But that's how it works. And so...
Yeah.
It's really, honestly, mate, it's so interesting. And you stream a mixture of makeup, gaming, and music still? Or do you have you focused on a specific thing over time?
Yeah, so makeup I haven't done in a long time. Gaming is like, I say gaming is my hobby, music is my, like, love. That's what I always say.
Okay. So
both will never probably leave me, but, like, they change balance depending on how much I'm working or how much I'm, like, playing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, mate. Honestly, Talia, I hope you don't. Honestly, I'm so interested. Like, this has been so good. I'll love chatting to you in part one about it all. I promise we'll talk about something other than gaming in part two if you come back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.